Thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal.
You here?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. They said they're reconnecting us. Are we live? Is anyone listening? They said they're reconnecting a live show. But we hung up. Are we there? Is somebody listening that could tell us if we're there? Are you guys there?
I'm here. Yep.
Okay. Can somebody tell us if they're listening to the show? Can somebody contact us and tell us if we're on the air? Hello? What the hell's wrong with the line? Okay, they reconnected us, so we must be online, on the air. All right, so can somebody let us know? Hi. Hello, Jason. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Hi. Good. I'm quite sure we're pretty much on the air because she said she was reconnecting us on the air. So we're probably live now, but I wish somebody would let us know. So if anybody in the group can let us know, can somebody check while we're online, and we'll just keep talking. All right? So, hello. Happy freaking Monday, and how are you guys doing tonight? And Jason, it's good to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I'm glad to be on.
Hi there, 7GV. Hello, how are you tonight? Hello?
Are you talking to me or Stevie?
Both of you.
I'm good. I have off today for vacation, for work, so, you know, I'm doing good.
Okay, well, we're probably live right now, so let's start this show. So, Jason, tell us a little, how about Steph, you take over for me for a minute. Let me breathe.
I can't hear Stevie.
Where are you? Is he here?
I don't know. I don't hear him at all.
Wait, where would he go? Are we on mute? Unmute your phone. He was just here a minute ago. Where'd he go?
I don't know.
Are you on his phone line?
No. He told me to call your number.
Oh, shit. Was he on with you?
Before, yes. And then he said, I'm going to give you a number. Call her.
Wait a minute. Can you get him on? Here, you want to call his number and get him back on? Well, yeah, you want me to?
I'm on my phone. You, though.
Okay. All right. I can do it with mine. Hold on. Give me a minute. I don't know what happened. I thought he was here with us, you know? So I don't know. I don't know what happened. Rob, you got to take care of this. Hello, are you all here right now?
I am here.
You're here.
I am. Are we all here?
Where did everybody? Oh, my God, what is going on here? It keeps us all. Are we all here? Who's here? Everybody say their name. I'm here.
Jason's here.
Brad Pitt's here. Brad Pitt. Here.
Okay, hi, Brad Pitt. How are you today?
Good.
Okay.
I'm just filming a movie.
We are
I'm actually.
We are live.
Hey.
Let's roll.
Are we live right now?
Yeah, we're live. They patched us back in, so we're live.
You swear on a holy stack of comic books. Don't you mess with me, woman.
I've got Live Paranormal right here up on the screen. We are on the air now. I don't know what happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, liveparanormal.com, scanning the frequencies with myself, Stephen Breedlove, and my sister from another mister, maybe 14 misters, Lisa Ontario, and not Ontario like the Canada, Lisa Ontario.
Hello.
Ooh, yeah, we got a big crowd today, folks. Son of a gun. They all know Jason's on the show tonight. God, just knock it off.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
Anyway.
Okay, now that the whole thing got screwed up, we'll just yell at Rob later. Well, thank you. And who do we have here with us here, Steph?
We have the infamous man, myth, the legend. Go ahead and announce yourself, mister. Go ahead.
So my name is Jason Pemberfoot. I'm an amateur, if you will. Well, I say amateur, but honestly, everyone's a freaking amateur paranormal investigator, if you will. Been doing this for several years. I just locally joined a team, which Stevie is and part of, as well as Lisa. So
yeah,
I'm very excited to work with others. I have a military background, retired military. And yeah,
what
I
did,
live here.
What did you do in the military?
Yeah.
I was a combat medic.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for your service.
Hey, thank you for the support.
What'd you say? You were a medic?
Yep, medic in the Army.
Oh, wow.
Damn, dude. I bet you got some stories, kid.
Yep.
You got some stories?
Wow. I can only imagine.
What's that?
I can imagine the stories. Oh, my God. All right. So what are we going to talk about tonight, guys?
I would like to hold on a second. This damn crowd. You guys, get out of here. Stop it. Son of a... Okay, I got him under control. Hold on a second.
Okay.
So I would like to kind of recap. This is a very, very, well, it's very aspiring to me, but it's in the paranormal community, it's kind of almost like the talk of the, it's like the subject of the town right now, which is, and I really want to get Jason's, I want to get his theories and his side on this, because even though he's as humble as he's very good at what he does, and he's a smart, clever individual. So, the subject is, are we ready?
We're ready. Well, I'm ready. Is Jason ready?
Okay.
Born ready.
Okay.
The subject is, now, and I have my theories too, and I'm sure Lisa does. What do we believe there is a connection between Bigfoot and UFOs?
Yeah, I do. I do believe it. I believe that there's, because we can't find them. They got to be going somewhere.
Okay, Jason, what do you think, bud?
So, yes, it falls within the line of theory for the paranormal that I actually agree with and kind of hold as a truth, and that is the unified theory of the paranormal. So that's a belief that, you know, the things we have encountered that we cannot explain, from demons to fairies, UFOs and Bigfoot, tales of the unexplained, it's all part of humanity's story since the beginning, right? So there could be a common cause that explains all paranormal events.
Yeah, and I... most now in Washington State and in Oregon, they've had the most connective experiences, where every time somebody has some sort of Bigfoot sighting, there's a within the proximity of like 10 to 20 miles, there's a UFO sighting that's actually reportable, which I think is pretty cool.
Now, when they, all right, like usually, like you said, a lot of times when there's a Bigfoot sighting, there's a UFO sighting either in the area or nearby the sighting, right?
Yeah.
Now,
and that's how they're, that's
weird.
That's how they're, yeah, it is weird. And that's kind of how they're trying to connect the dots. I mean,
well, are they trying to connect the dots? Because the researchers from BFRO, they're adamant that Bigfoot is not anything paranormal. It's a biological living creature that needs to be scientifically discovered, right? So they will leave out parts of the report that involve anything to do with paranormal or mysticism for that reason. MUFON has just also stopped saying, hey, we're not gonna include anything in a report, follow up on anything that includes the words orb or paranormal.
Really?
Really?
Swear to God. So,
MUFON?
Wow.
That's right.
Well, I've seen a UFO. It didn't look nothing like an orb. Okay, there you go.
Sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you.
That's okay. That's all right. But, I mean, like with Bigfoot, think about it. How long has the sightings been going on? For as long as you can remember, right? All right. You know how they don't find. We have the crowds back again.
Oh, you guys, stop it! I know Jason's here. He'll sign your movies later.
Walter can't come out and play. No,
so, yeah, I mean, it's – and I think that's interesting, Jason, that there – I mean, do you think that makes sense to you? I mean, Jason, does that make sense to you? Are you
–
that they're very adamant about, no, there's no connection, stop it?
We have, as a society and honestly all of humanity, been shamed into the, you know, whenever we've discussed this type of belief system, right? And that
right.
is manufactured, I believe, on purpose to hide some secrets that don't want to be revealed by powers that be.
Right.
And I don't want to go in too deep into the rabbit hole of conspiracy and that QAnon.
Yeah, no, let's get
that. I don't get into that, right? Like, I know that there are reasons to hold secrets. I know this throughout my military time, okay?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That there are good reasons to hold on to secrets. So, is that a good thing? Okay, so, you know, I think that these people, because we've had a history of gaslighting,
right.
and somewhat almost in a you know, mentally abused state, we always now try to only explain what we can see and feel and verify, and anything to do with mysticism or, you know, woo, if you will, they dismiss immediately in the scientific community, so now we can't bring that up, right? So they only want to focus
right.
on the real stuff, the tangible stuff, but that's not the truth if you look into it.
No, it's not. Yeah,
the stories coming out, the evidence coming out, leads us to something else.
Right,
exactly.
But there's more. There's more to this whole. There's more to this whole story. Okay, like there has to be more. Okay, look at like I'm stuttering. All right, but just the way the world is, and just what we can see, just because we see things, you know, like in how many dimensions we see things? There's more dimensions than just here, and they prove that scientifically, right?
Yes.
All right. So, if we see UFOs, if we see Bigfoot sightings, if there are other sightings of other things and creatures or whatever, even the Jersey Devil, we'll throw that in there, right?
Yeah.
Now, how do we know that those dimensions, including UFOs, don't come in from some place we don't understand? We can't pick up that portal wormhole or dimensional hole?
Yeah, I mean, what if, and the question then in their lives, are we capable of this, but we just don't know how to tap in? Are they just further advanced? I mean, I've always had the theory that ever since I started getting into Bigfoot years ago, I mean, you know, Jason and I live in the stomping ground of it. You can go 10 miles and probably get tree knocked. But I, you know, I've always had the theory with Bigfoot that why the F not? Why not have something? I mean, they're finding prehistoric fish and different animals all the time that have been on this planet for years hiding from us. So why not this thing?
Well, that's the thing. Think about that. They're finding stuff now, especially with the world way and the chaos that it's in right now. It's like everything's coming up out of the ground. You know what I mean? Like underneath, they're finding fossils. They're finding things that they didn't even know existed, including creatures under the sea that we didn't have a clue were there.
Yep, exactly. So Jason, I got a question for you, and I want your feedback on this. And
okay.
This has been a very arguable one. I'm very set on my own theory because it's Occam's razor. It's just the simplest one. But, and my buddy and I were talking about this the other day. He's like, okay, so let's say there is Bigfoot. Why is there no dead bodies found? They got to die.
Right.
They do.
So what's your take on this, bud?
Well, Native American cultures, I forget which major tribe called them the cannibals of the mountain.
Right.
So, really? Oh, wow.
Are they eating the bones? Are they possibly going through some kind of ritual? Right? We always think of Bigfoot as maybe an ape creature. What if it's more human than ape? What if it has intelligence? What if it has cultural, traditional, you know, beliefs? What if it's hiding these bodies at high points in the mountains, or like an elephant in a mass graveyard hidden These are all possibilities. But also, again, with that, you know, universal theory, I think that it could be dimensional creatures.
That's what
that
I'm
are
thinking.
Moving over back and forth.
What if it is? What is it called? I can't think. You know, like when it's time and space, I guess, opens up. And look, one time that when we were at Fort Mifflin, in Casemate 4, we witnessed it turn into space. Don't ask me, but we did. All right, all of us, and we were not stoned, like I said. But we witnessed something totally different than was humanly possible. It was not possible. So
right.
If there's a possibility that a wormhole, I don't know what to call it, a dimensional hole, a wormhole, you know, where they could come in or something we don't know, you know, like some kind of frequency.
Ow. Yay.
Okay.
Yay.
Yay.
Hey, there's an excited little elf here today hanging out with me.
There's an elf. Okay. Hello, little elf. How are you?
I think he's good. Let's hold on. Oh, he's excited. Oh. Oh, that little guy. So,
Oh, he's so cute. I want to hear him again.
So, you know, and what Jason said, those are very, very plausible, interesting theories. Like I said, I keep mine simple. We bury our dead or we cremate our dead, right? So why is it not possible, like, even like Jason said, maybe what if they had a ritual of some sort? Where they drag their dead ones up a tall mountain and have some sort of burning ritual and burn them.
Okay, I'm going to fuck you guys' heads up with something. Okay, listen. You know how...
No, wait,
sound...
wait, no!
Wait, what? What? Wait, I need your help. Look it.
Yay!
Well, what
Yay!
If... No.
Hey, Elfie's listening in. He's pretty damn excited. So
I'm enjoying Elfie. Listen, what if, you know how they found, okay, now you guys know that they found an ocean underneath the earth, underneath us, right? And mountains and caverns and stuff, right? Okay.
I didn't hear about this one. But
oh, yeah, they did. There is actually an ocean underneath the earth, like underneath where we are. Underneath. Like.
Have you heard about this one, Jason?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of plates that she's saying. And
what
stuff,
if they go there? What if the things that, you know, this is going to sound so crazy, but I really thought about this. What if some of the species that were on the earth when the ice age hit and it was too cold for them, you get what I mean? On what if they went underground? What if there's a whole civilization we don't know about below our feet?
What if there is? That's the question.
Well,
what if?
I absolutely believe in the hidden civilization theory with UFOs and quote-unquote aliens.
They could come from up to. I mean, the one I seen just came crying. The UFO I saw came all the way from Jersey because Dawn's kids had saw it when it was on its way and then wound up in Pennsylvania, right? But what if there is a whole, you know what I mean? I goof around, and I know this is going to sound so stupid, all right, but I keep going, when's Godzilla going to come up from the ground?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, you never know, man. It's like, I don't put it out there and think that it's, you know, not, it can't be done. It can't be experienced. It can't be, you know. Why not, man? Why not? It's, you know, every night when we look at the stars on a beautiful open night, I mean, you know what I mean, Jason? It's like you can't sit there and look up and go, okay, yeah, we're the only ones here.
Oh, hell no. That's ridiculous.
Most foolish thing, yeah. That's the – whenever I hear someone, a skeptic, a hardline skeptic, right, say something like that, that to me tells me instantly that person is afraid – right, because fear is the base of everything with that.
Right,
and
exactly.
Right there, I just dismiss anything they're saying because they're just afraid to investigate or ask questions or think about any possibility besides that. They're blocking themselves off without even really knowing them.
Right.
Yep. And I think, dude, I think you're right on the money on that one because it's...
Oh,
definitely. You know, it's most people come from a place of fear anyway, so it's... Especially
oh
with
God.
Something
yeah.
that's not feasible to them. And I truly believe that, you know, once the government finally came out just recently and said, yeah, we got tic-tac-shaped UFOs in the sky, and guess what,
yeah.
They're real.
Well, yeah, like, we let you believe you were crazy for, like, years, but now we really have the proof. Yeah, pretty much.
Yep, and we lied to you and said that it was just a hot air balloon that just came down to the desert, and it was guys in alien suits. It wasn't.
It's
some real aliens.
They got some really compelling footage. When I saw the Air Force or whatever it was, the Air Force, right? The Air Force had the compelling footage of that UFO. I was like, what the hell are they looking at? I mean... the way it moved, did you see that, guys? The footage?
Yeah. Yes.
God.
The system they're using is called FLIR, mm-hmm. and I worked with in the military FLIR technology in multiple different ways. So when I saw that, I knew what I was looking at. So when someone, you know, is telling us it's a seagull, right, I look and I laugh. Because they obviously don't have any clue what they're looking at. They're telling me it's a smudge on the camera. They obviously don't know the technology. It's just it's to me. But, yeah, definitely that footage was great. I know that they're holding on to
much more
better evidence, admittedly. But they
can't
release that evidence for the safety of OPSEC. You know, we have operational security. We don't want our enemies to know the things we know.
Oh, I gotta ask you both. Have you seen UFOs?
Oh,
I posted on the group a 9-minute video of some UFOs that I saw while at Black Diamond Cemetery. In addition to that, I've had 5 separate sightings, one of which was even in the military during a deployment.
Oh, that I believe, yeah. And what about you, Seth?
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
Hold on. I know. It's pretty. I know. It's pretty exciting, right?
Wow.
I know, right? I had an experience about 15 years ago, believe it or not, in the Pacific Northwest where I live, where I was camping. And this is where it gets freaky because this is going to sound strange, but it like changed my world because of what I saw. And it was during the day, like 4:00 in the afternoon. And it was just weird. I was getting ready to make a fire, you know, getting stuff ready for the evening. And I just happened to kind of just glance over at the lake. And all of a sudden my eyes went to the sky and I seen this like saucer shaped, UFO. And it just it didn't do it. It was just hovering. Then it did what all those, they do is they dart off at, you know, a quadrillion miles an hour with no sound.
I know.
No smoke.
No sound.
No nothing.
No sound.
And it was just, and it was just, man, it just, have you, either of you guys seen the Joe Rogan podcast with Bob Lazar?
No.
Yes.
Have you seen that one, Jason?
I have a poster with Bob Lazar's autograph. I'm intrigued by Bob Lazar. Always have been since I was a boy when the story first broke. So, I watched that interview. I believe in Bob.
Yeah.
Sincerely, I look at someone, I look at what they're, you know, saying. I'm able to break it down. Decipher to me. For me, I think I have a pretty good bullshit radar, and he doesn't ping me too much, right?
Right. And you know, it's for me. I'm a psychotherapist by day, so I have a huge mammoth bullshit meter I can read into. And for me, it's I look for physiological signs. I look for the way someone's moving their eyes when they're being confronted with stuff. I look for mannerisms. I've been trained and educationally taught that. So I 100% believe the guy. I mean, by a psychological perspective of what I see in the interviews with him, you know, I believe him so wholeheartedly. And I think it's, I think it's amazing. And it makes me kind of sad to be a United States American human being it's like they're hiding something from us. And I feel like that's corrupt.
You know
what?
That is corrupt.
Bob would have been killed right out in the public in front of everyone, you know? So the fact that it's America is the reason he's alive and able to tell this story without repercussions here. Granted, he's now a public figure, and it'd be harder to do something about.
But what if? What if? Now think about this, though. We've had you see the state of these people, okay, where they're so afraid of everything and everything. So imagine releasing things that were very controversial to their thinking, if you know what I mean, all right, whether it's a religious background or whatever, would cause mass chaos. And I think that might be why.
Wow. What do you think, Elfie? Oh, I know, Elfie. Yay. I know, bud. I know, bud.
Plain old alien.
I think it might
be. And I think that we could inject that in a proper way.
Yep.
I don't think that's the truth. I think the truth is probably very much a more scary scenario.
Right.
Would you like to hear my theory on why they aren't telling anyone what it is?
What's yours, dude? Tell me. Sure.
Yeah.
Here's my theory. Ready? Now be patient.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So my theory is that in the future, we suffer some kind of nuclear incident. Okay?
Duh.
Okay.
Yeah.
The beginning population has to hide underground for extended lengths of time, long enough to start to have evolution change us. I think that we end up, you know, living off of our technology, and I think that technology at that point is almost like a lifeline. We need it at a certain point.
Right.
I think that eventually we start to lose more of our humanity than we even want. I think that we have, however, become so technologically advanced in that future that we decide as a community, as a culture, as a planet, that, hey, we can't sustain this much further. We're trying to genetically clone ourselves to the point where, listen, it's not working. We have to do something else. Okay, let's, you know, do what we can do and travel back in time. And they travel back in time trying to integrate our DNA back into theirs through a breeding program that took place probably throughout the 90s, right? And I think that breeding program you don't hear much of nowadays.
No,
but
they
man,
had that.
Was
you know
the
whole.
80s and 90s.
They had a whole that whole CIA ship. Okay. Good.
Here's the thing. You have them hiding on planet, like in bases, because of course you're not going to probably go back in time to that extent, just with a snap of a finger. You're going to have some kind of operation set up. I think they're doing that within our oceans. I think that they've been here longer than we even have any idea about. And I think that they've been monitoring our nuclear assets because of their interest in how it affected humanity as a whole. I think these things look so vastly unhuman that they have wanted to reconnect with that human soul consciousness. I think that plays a big part of their being and makeup.
Yep.
I think why the public doesn't get told the truth is because what if I told you, like, hey, by the way, yeah, these things, they're future us. Well, why do they look like that? Yeah, they're all fucked up because guess what? Our planet
because you fucked up.
Our planet got blown up. Your legacy, everything that you want in the future is all gone. Erased. Why work for it? Why go into work the next day at that
point?
My thought
on this.
Okay, go ahead.
This. All right, Stefan, I don't know if you're going to agree with me on this. I don't know if either one, but it's kind of along the same lines. I always say that our planet is going backwards and forwards at the same time. Like if we're headed towards
the
future, which is really the past. Do you understand what I mean? I feel like we're completing a circle, and this is just the way my brain thinks. Like, our technology is so advanced, we're going to go back to the beginning again. So that's kind of along the same lines as what you're saying there, Jason. You know what I mean? Because
that
we've been doing this for eons as a planet. And here's the thing.
That's what I think. Or we go to another planet.
Our species has been evolving throughout those cycles. They're called world cycles.
Yeah.
And I think that we are to the point now where we're on the precipice of actually being able to control that outcome to an extent.
Well, to an extent that we're not controlling it, though. That's the problem. The problem is we're not controlling it. We're not stopping
it. We're masters of the planet.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Ooh,
what do you think, Jeff?
You know what? I 100% agree with Jason. I think that theory, A, it makes sense. B, and I think it's great. I've never really heard that in that context, but it's, man, that
me
is.
Neither.
When you start to think about it, dude, it makes sense. If you really try and put the pieces together in your head, you're like, wow, that totally makes sense. Now,
makes sense. It logically makes sense. That's the thing. Not mystically or you know what I mean? I mean, it's just that we advance so much that we're able to do these things.
Yeah, and I love that. And I think another reason why they haven't come out and went, okay, guess what, guys? Aliens are real. We've been hiding them in the desert. we can communicate with them. We fly around with them. You know, it's, you know, everybody pretty much on this planet, let's just say a large portion, believes in some sort of religion or God, okay? So just think of how many people would be utterly shocked to go, wait, what? It's not us in the heaven and hell? It's what?
Yep.
You know, it's like,
yep.
It would start pandemonium. I think it would be mass chaos.
Well, the bad thing would start killing each other. And wars would come, and they're already happening, but wars would erupt, and people would try to kill the people that believed in it. You know how this cycle of this earth goes. I mean, you know, go back to the Salem witch trials and think about that.
The Vatican said that, you know, the belief in extraterrestrials would not impact our religion. And they're supportive of, you know, knowing more about cultures and civilizations on other planets, because that is a true testament to God. However, you know, you are right. I think that while the majority of humanity is evolved, you know, to understand certain things, a large bulk of which still rely on religion, and quite frankly, we can't change much without our people freaking out. We tried to get a bunch of boomers to put on a mask because a deadly viral pandemic was going to occur, and they cried and agreed. So,
well, nobody would just stay home for a minute.
Right.
Like, everybody was fighting each other. And
because the rich
other.
People didn't want to go broke when shit wasn't operating, so they had to send
everyone
to
work.
Well, we know about the greed out there. It's abundant. So, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that greed tends to be the root of all evil, you know?
Absolutely.
You know?
Okay, Jason. Here's a booming shock question for you, my friend. Okay, you ready?
All right.
So, an alien ship lands in the sky above your front yard, about 100 feet, let's say.
You mean
and
it's parked?
Yeah, it's parked. It's parked above. Let's just say it's in front of your house. And
it's
so,
on its flashers.
Yeah, it's got its hazard on. So, and so here, a beam of light comes down, and two aliens are right there in front of you, and they basically telepathically say in your head, "You have 3 questions to ask us, and that's it. And then we'll come back later sometime." What would be your 3 questions?
Okay, my 3 questions would be, what is humanity's purpose?
Okay, good one.
Yeah, that is good.
What is humanity's origin?
Okay.
Okay.
And what is humanity's future?
Oh.
Wow, dude.
Yep.
Those are my 3 questions.
Wow.
What
dude,
would you
I am, well, definitely first and form, first and damn foremost, I'm your campaign manager. You're the next president, my friend.
No politics for me.
Oh, crap, Elfie. I'm sorry, bud. Did you get that granola bar? Got you? Oh, okay. You excited? Elfie, where'd you go? You excited, bud? Oh, shit, you've gone.
Where'd little Elfie go?
So my 3 questions would be, now let's say that that they have to be totally different from Jason's. My questions would be, when you take me someplace, will it hurt? Do you have any junk food where I'm going? And can I take a fucking pet?
Oh, yeah, right?
Jason covered the serious shit. I'm covering the fun shit.
Well, you know what I'd ask? My first question would be,
huh,
where's Frank Sumption?
That's a good one.
Okay, because I'll go into that theory one time, but, like, I know what he knew and what he told me, so I'd be like, where's Frank Sumption? And the second one would be like, can I come with you?
Yeah, right.
And the third one would be, where are we going? Where do you come from? Where do you come from?
Yeah, they're all good questions, even if they're serious and, you know, sarcastic.
Right, or funny, just take me with you. Hi.
Yeah.
It's a survival mission. Pick us up.
So, Jason, if they said, after their questions, if they said to you, we have to take you with us, what would you do? What would be your reaction?
If I can take my children with me, then I'm all in.
Nice,
right,
dude.
Very good.
Nice.
What about you, Stefan?
I would say, Senior Alien, as long as we can drop by to get a Taco Bell and get number two, I'm going with you, kid.
Yeah, right. I'd be like, pick me up first. There's my next one. Pick me up when you get in. There
what?
You go.
What?
Wow.
I know. That's Alfie's
wow.
Mom. Alfie's going to be home.
Wow.
I know. Alfie's okay. Wow. Oh, Alfie.
Yay.
I know, Alfie. Alfie's excited. He gets really excited.
See
about
that? Then we got to take Alfie. There you go.
Yeah. That would be my requirements. I'm like, okay, guys, this ain't happening unless I take Alfie. No way.
I would want to know. Like, I would really seriously. I really want to know where Frank is. There you go.
Okay, Jason, I got another one for you because we're going way in left field here, kid. Okay, so
we're
left. Let's say, well, all three of us, we all know that there's life after death because of all three of us, of what we believe in and what we experienced. I mean,
Oh, hell yeah.
You know?
There's something.
There's something, okay?
And it's intelligent.
It's intelligent.
Yep.
Yeah. So I guess let's go with this one. Jason, do you believe that all of these near-death experiences have happened to people, or do you think it's just some sort of delusion the brain is giving off at the time of, let's say, accident entrance?
The fact that people have these experiences and then other people like to write it off as, well, the chemicals in neurons are firing off, it's misinterpreted. I mean, yeah, that's what the fucking brain was made to do. And guess what? See things. So if it's doing that, something's fucking happening. We need to look into and have the ability to possibly learn more about our brain and what's going on in that process of death. So, yeah, that's my answer there.
Did you one of you ever have an out-of-body experience?
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
You did? Well,
yeah,
I want to tell you mine real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
I know there's something after. I was living on Cherry Street here in Norristown, and I was asleep on the couch. I fell asleep, but I thought I woke up. And I got up and started walking towards the kitchen, and the clock was spinning. The clock numbers were spinning, and I'm like, what the fuck? Am I dreaming? You know, because I'm a lucid dreamer. But when I turned around, there was a figure in the kitchen. He was really tall, which I now know is my spirit guide. But when I turned around, I saw myself on the couch, okay? And I went, oh, my God, because I never had that happen before. So I tried to jump back into my body, and this is not a lie. And I thought I woke up a second time. And when I got up, the clock in the living room, I should say, was spinning. The numbers were spinning again. And then I saw the figure in the kitchen, and he placed his hands on my shoulders. And then I looked at it and saw my body, and I said, oh, fuck, I'm dead. Because you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, shit, am I fucking dead? And I started, like, looking at my dog was on the floor at the time. And I saw Sydney was my dog's name. Sydney climbed up onto the couch with me, and I woke up. He woke me up from that. But I literally saw myself on the couch.
Wow, that's great.
Oh,
okay.
Wow, that is so insane.
And I I said, if there's a God, I said, never in my life do I ever want to have that happen again. It totally freaked me out. Like, it left an imprint on me. Like,
that
you would not believe. I still remember.
That's
it.
Profound. That's really profound. That's really.
But it was
okay,
scary.
Jason. Tell, yeah. Yes, mine was too. Okay, Jason, you're up.
Okay.
So mine wasn't necessarily out of body, maybe, because I didn't see myself, right? So it was
okay.
More of an astral projection. I had
been
in my 20s, mid-20s, getting into meditation and Buddhism. And so I started a routine of really meditating in the morning and then in the evening. And I studied Buddhism to the point where, you know, I knew that they had a regimen to do meditation. And, you know, you make sure to clean your body and shower as bathe before meditation. So I went ahead and did that, and I did this routine. One night I started to do my meditation in my little studio apartment that I had in upstate New York, Seneca Falls to be exact. And
okay.
I sat there, I started getting calm, I was doing my breathing technique, and I just saw a bunch of stars whirring by me, like as if I was going into hyperspace, like in Star Wars.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Feeling like wind going up against my face. I wasn't cold, though, but I did feel wind, and I saw darkness and the stars, and I, like, snapped out of this, and I was like, what the fuck was that? Like,
wow.
Whoa, that's intense.
Broke out of my meditation. I'm like, wow, what was that? I opened up my window. It was the first snowfall of the year, and it was a snowstorm, and the snow was just whipping by the window. I believe that I projected myself outside of my window and was able to see that snow and feel that wind outside of my body. So,
oh, wow.
Wow,
you
dude,
but you weren't cold. But you weren't
right
cold.
No.
Exactly.
I think... It almost sounds like you tapped into something that maybe we were just discussing earlier, some sort of, like,
you
know. I was
going to say that.
Yeah. I mean, to
yeah.
me, it sounds like you tapped into some sort of other dimension.
Dimension.
Where,
yep.
Where it's just, you know, and as human beings, we don't necessarily know the procedure to get in and out of that. If we knew, you know, it would be a whole different book.
Well, there are people who project, and they did so for the military.
Yeah.
Course,
oh yeah.
You know, whereas they made it a laughing joke, but guess what? They definitely used them. The success rate they said wasn't effective enough to continue with the program, yet they still continued with the program.
Right.
They were using these astral projectors to locate nuclear submarines off
right.
the coast.
Oh wow.
And they continued to use them for other means. And I remember hearing of one story where they were looking at a submarine off the coast, and as the astral projector was in the air looking at the sub, he bumped his head or something like that onto a metallic object and looked up, and he saw a craft, a UFO, over
oh,
the
wow.
sub, studying it as well. So, I mean,
well, they're definitely doing that.
It's amazing.
Yeah. What about your
wow.
impression?
Wow. It was years ago when I started going to, I don't know if you guys ever been to a sweat lodge.
No, but I know a lot about them.
Yep.
Well, Lisa, when you get down here, I'll take you to a sweat lodge, and they're pretty insane.
Oh, please.
But,
please take me, please. I want to go.
So it was really strange because I went down there with a buddy who's full Cherokee, and it was a tent, and it was like, you know, the coals inside, and there was like eight of us. And this one of his old ancestors came up and put his hand on my shoulder from behind and looked at me, and he kind of tilted his head like a dog would, and he goes, there's something that you're going to encounter that you're not prepared for, but I'm telling, and he squeezed on my shoulder a little harder, and he goes, but I want you to embrace it and not allow fear to come in when it happens. And then he just walked away, and I was like, okay, shit, this is going to be rad.
An elder. Uh-huh.
So, yeah, and this guy, this, I mean, this guy was like probably in his 80s. So we did the sweat lodge, and then we do this like thing. So I kind of had experience similar to Jason's, where I almost like started seeing stars, and they were just kind of like, they were like in front of me and to the side of me, and but I wasn't really dizzy or anything, you know. So but what I did do is I tilted my head back and closed my eyes, and I thought they'd go away, but they were still there, and that was weird. So then I remember what the elder said to me. So I kind of grabbed onto myself and hugged myself like I was getting ready to hold on. And I literally in my head said, I'm ready. Let's do this. And for like 3 minutes, it's almost like I went through this like really shiny lighted mirror. And I was like from one piece of ground and walked through it. And I was in this other place where things were like, I was by a creek, and the creek was almost like Hawaii water, like this crystal blue, like, I mean, you could see everything. And I was looking down from above on it, and it just, I could feel, and I was telling my buddy this, I could feel love, smell love, and see love, and that's all I could explain. The colors were just exuberant, and they were, like, it was amazing. It's like I didn't want to leave there, and then all of a sudden, towards the end of the sweat lodge, they'll splash water on you to kind of just bring you back from where you were. And I sat and I just kind of cried because it was such an experience for me. And
that's a beautiful experience.
Yeah. And I told my buddy about it, and he was just like, yeah, dude, he goes, especially when, you know, my elder, he called it, he can see that stuff before it's going to happen. I was like, fuck, he's spot on, man. He's spot the damn on. But you know, maybe that's us, you know, kind of
that's you tapping into you. You know what I mean? I guess and the experience that's out there and what you have. You know, You got to take me to one.
Oh, I'll take you. And you know, it's I just really believe that we can tap into the stuff. We just don't know how. And I think that the aliens are masters at it. 100 million percent.
Yeah, we know. Yep.
And that's why I would love to learn from them, because I think they could truly teach us. But maybe they're not coming down and, you know, landing in every city and introducing themselves and stuff, because they're like, they're looking at us going, there is no fucking way in hell they can handle any of this.
Oh, no way. Can you imagine? But really, well, you know what Frank used to say? Frank Sumption used to say, he told me, he said that they will come back and visit their families. You understand?
And that ties in with a little bit of my theory.
That ties in. That does. Mm-hmm.
That totally does, dude. It comes right back around, ties right
looking
in.
Looking at your family tree.
Yep. I guess the lines or, you know, whatever like that. And he also said that they will come back. They're going to come back when things get really bad.
They're looking for descendants because genetically they need those descendants' DNA to match up with somehow the existing, you know, human species, if you will. They need to get certain types of strands of DNA throughout humanity, and that's why the abduction phenomenon kind of, you know, picks and chooses people.
Right.
The abduction phenomenon they put in people's heads so we don't really know what happened.
Well, look at the fire in the sky movie with
Travis. Met him. Oh my God, I met him. I was at a lecture with him and everything. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Travis Walton.
But yeah, Walton. That's it.
I think I speak for all of us. I think we all believe that. That was, I think, 100% that happened to him.
Oh, it did.
You know, why?
I met him, and I know from meeting him in person that he experiences this.
Why did it happen to him and not somebody else? You know, is it a selection process? You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I don't know. That's the thing. Maybe we don't remember half of the stuff we really see. For all we know, we don't.
What do you think, Jason? Do you think it's a selection process, or do you think they just it's a random thing?
I think that
they know.
How do they know why?
Why did the UFO come to me and my kids? You see what I'm saying? That
yeah.
is the stuff over our head.
Jason, what were you going to say?
I think that the fact that they're trying to reincorporate portions of our DNA makeup and merge it with their own, creating these hybrids, I think that they, along the way they have to maybe match a certain lineage going through their ancestors. Perhaps certain lineages carry certain, you know, types of cancers or whatever. I don't know.
Right.
Like we are them, like we are them and they are us, in other words, pretty much what you're saying. Yeah. That's crazy.
So how do we explain the crafty, creative, precise cattle mutilations?
We don't.
we don't, but there are some theories that the cattle mutilations are used for this embryonic sustainment for cloning. And
oh, yeah.
That's all theories. These are all spitball theories. No one knows the real answers in any of them.
Right, or they just do it to make us look at it and then while they're doing something else.
Also, they say that the parts that they're taking from the cow are specific parts that carry different type of nutritional values, and that these aliens, quote unquote, are so combined with machines that they are part machine themselves, so they don't digest food like they used to. Instead, they absorb it through their skin, and they rub it on their arms.
God damn it! I knew it. I knew it. Those fucking ETs. They're having barbecues and buffets in their fucking spaceships.
And leaving us home. They're having a damn barbecues. They got some jamming going on, some music going on. They're like, yep. And they leave us here. They take our cow parts. I don't even know about the cattle mutilations. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I have no idea what they, there's so much that we don't know. That, you know, I mean, I don't know. I like to try to think positively. I don't want to think that they're mutilating cows for no reason. So
there's an investigator, a reporter, that made cattle mutilations very well known, Linda Moltenhau. And I actually, I knew of her within the paranormal field. And I watched the documentary that she did concerning Alaska, specifically HARP. Which I know scientists that worked there. And so as I'm hearing this documentary and they're mentioning how HARP has a secret underground entrance that leads to Antarctica and this and this, and these two military people that we can't reveal the identity of, they told us this. And I actually contacted her through email and I said, hey, Lisa, you know, I'm a former blah, blah, blah. I actually know one of the lead researchers there at HARP. I would like to talk to you to clarify the fact that those two individuals are either misleading you information or you're being
tricked. I always positive and with things like that because we don't know. We don't know half the shit that's going on because, I mean, we didn't even know about MK Ultra for how long. Okay, we did not know about that.
But she didn't even bother writing me back. And I'm like, and I gave her, like, official credential stuff, like just to show who I am and stuff.
Well, that's not cool.
So that tells me who she is as a person. And she actually just recently got called out for posting a video game art cover. Area 51, there was a video game years ago, and it had an alien with a reflection of the moon landing in its eye. And she tried to pass that off as a actual photograph of an alien taken from astronauts, and she was
there you go. Then you know what you're dealing with. You know you're dealing with a fraud. That's a fraud right there. That's all you can say. Fraud.
So we should probably wrap this up because we're getting close.
Yes, we should. Yes, I would love
So what I want to do is I wanted to all right. Thank you. Right on, everybody. God, it's a shout-out tonight. So do each one of us just want to give some shout-outs to our kids or –
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to my kid, Mikey, if you're out there, and James, if you're listening. And, oh, and I want to give a shout-out to Dawn. We got a shout-out to Dawn.
Jason, you want to give some shout-outs, bud? Are you there?
Yep.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
So I just want to give a quick shout out to Jason and I, our group, the Seekers, the Paranormal Truth Seekers, and I'm really excited to be a part of that and really excited to see what we're going to unveil. And, of course, my sister from another mister, or maybe 10 misters, Lisa,
yeah.
And yeah, and to everybody out there who's listening, and then my girlfriend, Bailey, love you. You're a weirdo, but I love you to death. And Jason, thank you so much for being on the show, dude. You got to come back, bro. Got to come back.
To
let me come on and talk.
Shout out to Stefan and shout out to Jason. And I can't wait to get the fuck out there.
All right, you guys.
All right, everybody. Thank you, Jason. And have a really, really good night. I'll talk to you later.
Woohoo! Elfie says, hey, everybody, he loves you, and he can't wait to eat some cupcakes with you. Hey, Elfie, all right,
buddy boy. All right, good night.
All right.